So, for the last decade or so, we've all been trying to get our heads around social media, right? Where, you see these outright lies, but they get framed as someone's truth. It was messy, it was loud.
Oh, absolutely. All those long, angry Facebook rants, but
Well,
you could spot them. They felt messy, like you said.
exactly. But now it feels like the whole game has changed. The misinformation has, I don't know, it's leveled up.
It's way more sophisticated. We're not talking about rambling anymore. We're talking about deceptions that are delivered with perfect grammar.
Dressed up to look smart.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
And they're peppered with citations delivered in this tone of authority that it just sounds right.
And that difference, the messy lie versus the perfectly polished deception, that's the trust crisis we're really getting into today.
Right.
This isn't just about a chatbot making a one-off mistake. We're looking at why these AI hallucinations are systemic, what the data is telling us, and maybe most importantly, why you, even when you know better, keep falling for them.
And that's the mission for this deep dive. The question isn't, will this replace Google anymore?
No.
It's, why does my AI search keep making stuff up? And maybe more uncomfortably, why do I keep believing it?
Okay, let's unpack that. Because before we get into the psychology of it, we have to understand the scale of this. This isn't an edge case.
No, not at all. The source material is very clear. This isn't a bug. It's become a feature. It's systemic.
A default setting.
Pretty much. The data from late 2025 is, it's stark. We're seeing the major platforms get things wrong at double-digit
And
rates.
that's specifically when you ask them something complex.
Exactly. As soon as you move beyond a simple, what is X, the accuracy just drops off a cliff.
So give us the numbers. What are we actually looking at here?
Okay, so let's take Google's AI overviews. Leaked internal reports showed they were either misrepresenting or just straight up fabricating info in about 11 to 14% of complex queries.
So that's roughly one in seven searches giving you bad information.
One in seven challenging searches, yeah. And for a platform like Google, that's a huge number.
Okay, that's bad enough for a general search. But what about the tools that are marketed specifically for research? I mean, you'd hope they would be better.
You would hope. But unfortunately, the data suggests that when a tool aims for academic authority, it's actually more tempted to fake it.
How so?
Well, Stanford's HAI, the Institute for Human-Centered AI, they released a study in October 2025. It found that Perplexity Pro Search,
The one designed for researchers.
that's the one, it hallucinated 22% of its academic citations.
Wait, 22%.
22%.
So almost one in four citations a researcher gets from that tool is just made up.
Completely made up. And it's not just them. OpenAI's own transparency report showed GPT-4o with Browse was faking citations in one of every six research queries.
This is just, it's a fundamental level of error. It's baked into how they work.
It is. And the moment this really hit home for everyone, especially in the academic world, was this incident on Reddit.
Right, on the Sura Science subreddit. What happened there?
It was honestly shocking because the lie was so detailed. A user showed how Gemini had completely fabricated a neuroscience study.
Not just the conclusion, but the whole thing.
The whole thing. Methodology, conclusions, and this is the T part, a fake DOI, a digital object identifier.
Which is like the unique fingerprint for any published paper.
Exactly. So by creating a fake DOI that looked structurally perfect, it made the fake study seem instantly verifiable. Even PhDs were initially fooled.
Because it delivered the lie with such specific bureaucratic authority.
That's it. So the takeaway here isn't just that the models get it wrong sometimes, it's that they are confident, fluent liars at a rate of 11 to 22% in the places where we need them to be the most accurate.
This is not a bug anymore. It's a structural reality.
It is.
So that brings us to the why. If the failure rate is this high, we have to get past the idea that this is just a glitch they can patch.
Right. We have to look at why this is built into the very DNA of the technology.
There are four big drivers here, right?
Yeah, four key drivers. And the first one means we have to kind of dismantle a core assumption everyone has about these things. An LLM is not an all-knowing database.
It's not a fact engine.
It's a prediction machine, fundamentally.
Okay, so how does being a prediction machine lead to just making things up?
Well, think about it like this. If I ask you to guess the next word in a sentence, you don't know the answer. You predict the most statistically likely word based on all the sentences you've ever heard.
Okay.
LLMs do the same thing, just on a massive scale. So when you ask it something where it doesn't have good, solid training data, it doesn't say, I don't know.
It just guesses.
It defaults to predicting the most probable sounding answer, an answer that fits the pattern of authoritative text it's seen before. It's designed to prioritize fluency and coherence over actual truth.
So it's a linguistic confidence trick, which leads us right into the second and honestly maybe the most terrifying problem, data pollution,
sure.
Model collapse.
This is the really scary part because it's happening so fast. By the middle of 2025, you had major groups like Gartner and Epoch AI estimating that 40 to 60% of the public web was already AI generated.
Half the internet.
More than half, potentially. And here's the feedback loop from hell. All that synthetic, often wrong data is being scraped and fed back into the next generation of models for training.
That's model collapse.
That's model collapse. The models are literally eating their own garbage. The source material for reality is getting fundamentally corrupted.
It's like making a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy.
Exactly. Eventually, the original is just gone, and you have no idea what it even looked like.
And the companies, they know this is a problem. Which brings us to the third driver, their attempted fix. Something called RAG.
Retrieval Augmented Generation. RAG was supposed to be the safety net.
So in simple terms, what is it?
Think of it like giving the AI a library card before it answers you. Instead of just relying on its memory, its training data, RAG forces it to first go and pull a set of real-time documents or web links to anchor its answer.
So it's grounding the answer in something real.
That was the idea, to solve the hallucination problem.
So why doesn't it work perfectly? If it's looking at real documents, how does the lie still get in?
Because the final step, the synthesis, the part where it summarizes it all for you, is still done by the core LLM.
Oh.
And that LLM is still programmed to be fluent and confident. So it might read a source that says X is a theoretical possibility, but in its summary, it will state the source proves X.
It overgeneralizes. It cherry picks to sound more certain than the source material.
Precisely. So RAG helps. It reduces the error, but it doesn't eliminate it.
And the fourth driver is maybe the most cynical one. It's about what we, the users, actually want. Confidence pays.
It's a behavioral driver, yeah. And it's true. Every single major AI platform ran tests on this. They all found that when an answer hedges, when it says, I'm not sure, or sources conflict on this.
We ignore it.
We ignore it, or we switch to a different AI. But the answers that are delivered with total confidence, even if they turn out to be wrong, they get way more engagement.
But that seems backwards. If you're getting burned by wrong answers 22% of the time, shouldn't you start distrusting the confidence?
In the long run, maybe. But in the short term, the need for a fast, easy answer is just too addictive. The models were basically incentivized by our own behavior to fake certainty.
So let's connect all of this to the real world. Because the damage in 2025 wasn't just theoretical. These errors have had huge consequences.
Sobering consequences. I mean, let's start with the legal field. Bloomberg Law reported over 2,000 lawsuits in the U.S. where AI hallucination was cited as a contributing factor.
1,000.
And we're not talking about small things. Lawyers were using fabricated case law and filings. Contracts were being drafted based on legal precedents that just didn't exist.
And then there's the medical harm, which is just terrifying.
Truly terrifying. We're talking about peer-reviewed papers in places like the New England Journal of Medicine detailing actual cases of self-harm. People were asking about drug interactions, for example. Mm. And the AI, rather than saying, I don't have clear data, would just invent a dangerous interaction.
And people acted on that advice.
Yes. They stopped taking life-saving medication. Or they mixed things that were toxic. The machine was actively generating life-threatening advice.
What about in finance? I imagine traders got hit by this almost instantly.
Instantly. You had people losing millions because they acted on AI-generated summaries of earnings reports that were just flat-out wrong.
And academia.
Yeah.
With all those fake citations.
It's a complete crisis of integrity. The Chronicle of Higher Education reported a 400% surge in plagiarism cases where students were just submitting work built on bibliographies that were entirely fabricated by an AI.
It's effortless cheating. Foundational work built on a foundation of sand.
Exactly.
So this is the really interesting part to me. Despite all of this clear evidence of harm, we keep using them. We keep trusting them. Why? What are the psychological traps here?
Well, the AI is brilliant at exploiting our own cognitive biases. The biggest one is called fluency bias.
Meaning, if it sounds good, we think it's true.
Basically, yeah. If the text is smooth, perfect grammar, well articulated, our brain just instinctively gives it more credibility. We associate coherence with correctness.
And the AI is a master of coherent prose.
A master. Then you have the borrowed authority trick, which is so sneaky.
This is when it name drops a credible source.
Right. When the answer starts with, according to a 2024 study in Nature, our critical thinking just switches off. We outsource the verification. We think, oh, it cites Nature. I don't need to check. Even when that study is completely fake.
I think the last one is the most relatable, though, the sunk cost trap. I've definitely felt that.
Oh, everyone has. After you spend 25 minutes, maybe an hour, carefully writing your prompt, tweaking it, refining it, you really, really want the answer to be right.
You've invested the time. You don't want it to be for nothing.
Exactly. You have an emotional investment in the answer being correct.
There was that comment we saw on a forum that just summed it up perfectly. The person wrote something like, I know this is probably wrong, but it took me 30 minutes to get this answer, so I'm just going with it.
And that's it. The effort of verification feels greater than the risk of just accepting the lie. Speed wins.
So if this hallucination problem isn't going away, what does the future look like? We're not going to stop using AI search.
No, we're not going back. The general consensus is that by 2026, the rates will get a bit better, but they'll still be there. Maybe a best case of 4 to 8% error.
Which is still way too high for anything important.
Way too high. You'll see platforms try things like confidence meters. You know, a little red, yellow, or green icon next to the answer.
And we'll probably ignore them.
Most users will, yeah. Which means the market itself is going to split. It's already happening.
Okay, splitting how?
Into two lanes. First, you have the fast and fluent lane. That's your ChatGPT, your Gemini, your standard Perplexity. Quick, cheap, super convenient, but unreliable. You use it, you accept the risk.
And the second lane?
That's the slow and verified market. Think tools like Coggy Deep Research or U.com's Site Mode. They prioritize accuracy above all else.
Which means they're slower and more expensive.
Slower, and they'll almost certainly be paid or enterprise products. Mm. Truth is becoming a premium feature. It's not the default anymore. It's an upgrade you pay for.
So for most of us stuck in that fast lane, what are the survival tactics? What are people actually doing right now to protect themselves?
Savvy users are developing defenses. The most common is the rule of two verification.
Meaning?
Never trust the AI's output on its own. You immediately check its main claim against two other, preferably human-vetted, sources.
Right.
This one's fascinating. People are now adding site.reddit.com to their queries.
So they're actively looking for messy human conversations to fact-check the clean AI-generated answer.
It's a complete reversal of how we used to search. They're also prompting differently. They're asking for raw sources only, no summary.
Forcing the AI to just be a glorified librarian, not an interpreter.
Exactly. And probably the best hybrid strategy is to search on Google first. Find the top three trusted links yourself, and then feed only those links into the AI and ask it to summarize them. You control the input.
That's a powerful workaround. Okay, so let's bring it all together. The brutal bottom line seems to be that AI search is two things at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most powerful research tool we've ever had, and it's the most effective misinformation machine in history. And just like with social media, most of us are going to choose speed and just live with the risk.
The trust crisis isn't coming. It's here. We've effectively taught these incredibly powerful machines that sounding confident is more valuable than being correct.
So social media rewired us to confuse a lie with someone's truth. Now, AI is leveling up that deception, dressing the same lies in the language of facts.
Which leaves a really unsettling final thought.
Yeah. As this ocean of synthetic data gets fed back into itself over and over, what happens to human knowledge? What happens to trust when the only things left online are just machines confidently talking to other machines? At what point does a verified, actual fact become a luxury item that most of us can't afford or maybe can't even find?